My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? Rashi explains, what's my Chanukah? It's a Gemara, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis in Shabbos. On what nais were they koveya Chanukah? On what nais did they fix the holiday of Chanukah? So it says, the Tana Rabbana. So some people say the Tana Rabbana that we should learn Torah. The Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught us Torah, because what did the Yavanim want to take away from us? What did the Greeks want to take away from us? Yeah. Lashkicham Taratecha, to make us forget the Torah. So it says, Bekaf Hei Bekislev, right? On the 25th of Kislev, Yomei the Chanukah Timanya, Inun. The days of Chanukah are 8. Delo Lemisbet Bahon, and therefore you can't do a Hesped in them. Delo Litanot Bahon, and you can't fast on them. Shekeshenichnesu Yevanim Leheichal, when the Yevanim entered the Heichal, Timu Kol Hashmonim, they made impure all the oil for the menorah, Shebeheichal and the Heichal, because Shegavra Malchut, it says Malchus, the kingship of Beit Hashmonai, that's the Kohanim, Nitzchum, they beat them, Ubat Kuvelo Matzu Ela Pach Echad, they only find one pach of shemen, Shel Shemen, Shehayah Munach B'chot Meshul Kohen Gadol, they had the chotemet of the Kohen Gadol. V'lo haya bo ela ladlik yom echad. Only had enough for one night. Nase bo nes, there was a nes. V'idliku mimenu shmone yamim. And it lasted for 8 days. L'shana acheret, the next year. Kav'um, they fixed this period of time. V'asum yamim tovim b'halal v'hoda'ah. They made it days of festivities, for praises, and hoda'ah. And how do you say hoda'ah? Thanking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Today's Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. We also have our Thanksgiving.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, we eat donuts, no turkey. Okay? Anyway, but seriously. So what's the Gemara telling us? What Nes was fixed Hanukkah? What was really the problem? What did Yevanim really want to do? What was this? There's a clash of cultures here. There's a fight of cultures, how you look at what the world. The Yevanim is all of Western philosophy comes from the Yevanim. Right? All of Western philosophy comes from the Yevanim. We even call it philosophy, physics, psychology. These are all words that came from the Greek. Olympics. All of the Western world is Yevanim. They're still around. It's still around. What do they say? What do they try to remove from the Jewish people? So it's explained, Chazal explained to us, they tried to remove from us the Bris Milah, the sign of our connection with us to our Creator. Rosh Chodesh, the signs in that we are involved in fixing the months. Shabbos, Bereishis, the Shabbos Bereishis represents what? That we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Creator of the world, and He rested from His creation. So too we rest from our creation. All the connections with the higher world, with the spiritual world, they try to remove. All these signs of connection. Yes? And finally, Lashkicham Toratecha, to make us forget the Torah. They didn't want us to teach Torah. And what they wanted us to be, they weren't interested in killing us. All they wanted us to be was becoming Yevanim. The physical world is what we see, is what there is. The beauty of the human body, the beauty of the human mind, as it is, I without connection to the higher worlds. Right? The Gemara, the Midrash says, in the second Pasuk, in the Chumash, it says, that God, there was Tohu Vavohu, right? And there's Choshech, there was darkness, Al Pnei Atahom, on the depths of the world, whatever these things mean. Choshech says the Gemara Zu Yavan. This is Yavan. Shech. They darkened in the Neim, their eyes of the Jewish people with their gzeiras. Right? What do you mean they darkened? What do you mean darken? What did they darken? What darkened here? Darkened from what? What do you mean they darkened? The next pasuk in the Torah says, Vayehi O. Vayehi O. And there was light. So it seems from the Torah it's saying that the light that was on this on the first day was against this choshech of Yavan. The Shemesh Shmuel explains as follows. Shemesh Shmuel says, fine. When was, what was the date of Vayehi Or? What was the date? The Hebrew date of Vayehi Or? The Hebrew date of creation of the world, the beginning of creation of the world was Kaf Ei Elul. 3 months. Three months after Kaf Ei Elul, what do we get? Kaf Ei Tishri, Kaf Ei Cheshvan, Kaf Ei Kislev. 3 months later is Hanukkah. The impregnation of the world, the start, like we say, Hayom Harat Olam, that's the sixth day. But it's still the concept. The impregnation of the world was on Kaf Ei Elul. We have a concept in the Gemara that when the person becomes pregnant, the Hukah HaVlad, the Vlad becomes recognizable in the physical world on the third month. The Hukah HaVlad of the Yehi Or was in Chanukah. So the Vayehi Or, which was on, you understand, the light that God created on the first day of creation, that came into its somewhat potential exhibitance, its hakara, its recognition on Chanukah. You with me? Everyone with me? And this is what we thought, this is Chanukah, this Vayehi Or on Chanukah, Kanireh, this is how, this is what the menorah represents. This is what the menorah represents. And this is what Klal Yisrael used to fight Yavan. This got rid of the choshech that Yavan brought about. So we have to understand this. What does this mean? Yeah?
Okay, sorry. You might say it's 3 months later. I don't understand why. It's 3 months after the world was impregnated.
Yeah. So that date, when a child takes 9 months before it's born, after 3 months, the woman, you see on a woman, it's recognizable on a woman that she's pregnant. The Gemara says, Hukara Vlad. It's constant in Gemara. The Gemara says, the Vlads are then recognizable. Before that, the child's not recognizable in the world. So the concept is that this is a period of time when the Vayehi Or is beginning to be recognizable in the world. That's going to be Chanukah. Right? What is this Or? First of all, let's tell you. Yeah.
So why does it say in the Gemara that 40 days is different.
40 days is different. That's when the child is recognizable outside in the world. After 40 days, you don't know a woman's pregnant. After 40 days, the Gemara says, before 40 days, it's just water. It's maya ba'alma. It's just like, it's nothing. It doesn't have any form. After 40 days, it's considered that it has form. It's considered like it's a child, not maya ba'alma. It's considered that it has form. That's the beginning of the form of a child. Yeah? It doesn't. It's not recognizable. No one knows that the woman's pregnant by that. No. 30 is if after the child's born. That's a different question. After the child's born, after 30 days.
I was saying if the baby passed away before 40, then a woman can still have pidyon of her next child. But after 40,
if it's considered a miscarriage. Yeah. Okay, that's a special halacha. Not everything's a miscarriage. A special thing. Some children even after 40. Miscarriage. It's a special halacha. It's a detailed thing. Gemaras, there's a lot of Gemaras, Bechoras, and halacha. It's not simple. But that is true, but it's not so simple. Okay. Clear? Alright. Now. So after these 3 months, the Vlad is recognizable. That means there's this concept that this all came into the world. What is this all? What does Rashi say in Chumash? So Rashi says in Chumash that the Vlad being this awe in the world is a awe haganuz. This awe which was the spiritual light which was hidden for the tzaddikim l'olam haba. What's this? What is this awe that's hidden for tzaddikim l'olam haba? This awe is the awe, the light of the ziv hashchina, the divine presence, which is our reward in the world to come, i.e. our closest to God, which is represented in this Or HaGanuz, is what is there, will be in the world to come. You're with me? Clear? Everyone's clear with me? So, this Or, it's also brought down in Islam, this Or is the same Or that's in Beis HaMikdash. It's It's the Shechina, the divine presence. It's in the Beis Hamikdash. That's this awe. This awe, Abba Foshim is saying, this awe is awe HaTorah, the Ramban. The Chumash says, the same awe, the same divine presence that was in the world, in the Beis Hamikdash, was the awe that was on Har Sinai, which is the awe HaTorah. So this awe, which is the closest to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which makes sense, the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is by being davuk to his Ratzon, which is the Torah, which is the same thing, that's the Shechina. Yeah? If you want to be close to a person, close, you understand him, you understand his Ratzon. That's how you understand him fully, when you're close to him. Vayadad chava ishto. And he knew his wife. Knew means knowledge. That means when you're close to a person, you understand him deeply. You understand what I'm saying? The more you know a person, the more you know, the closer you feel to him. Same thing with Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a relationship. Okay. So now, this awe, Haganuz, represents the awe HaTorah. Hanukkah was a time for revelation of this awe HaTorah. And this awe HaTorah is what defeated Yavan. Now, you with me? You're with me? It's a little complicated. Wait a minute. Okay. What does the menorah represent? There's two things, there's two kelim in the Beis HaMikdash which represent Torah. One is the Aaron and one is the menorah. The Aaron is in the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodoshim. The Aaron represents Torah, just completely dovuk to Torah. It represents the Talmid Chacham, the one who has no keshe with the physical world. No connection with the physical. It's just kulo Torah. Lifnai v'lifnim. Right? The menorah represents, what's against the menorah? The menorah is the shulchan. The shulchan represents, Rashi says, malchus, or osha, kingship, or...
What's the shulchan?
Well, shulchan, the table. With the lechem upon him, with the bread. The bread of faces, right? That's on the right-hand side. The menorah is mul hashulchan. Right? That represents physicality, malchus, and wealth. Right? Kingship and wealth. The menorah represents Torah, shemul hashulchan. It means Torah that's involved in the physical world. Torah im derech eretz, with derech eretz. It's a different form of Torah. That's a menorah. The menorah has seven branches. Right? It represents the aspect of the physical world. Right? It contains within it the physical world. The shemin on the Torah, the shemin that's nidlak, represents, shemin always represents, forget how it represents, shemin always represents chokhmah. It's how the chokhmah, the higher chokhmah is mashpia on the physical world, and it's like the connection of the physical to the spiritual. That's what the menorah represents. And that's why it's mul hashulchan. So it represents the Torah that connects the physical to the spiritual. It's like reconnecting. It's basically Mochan Shlomo. If we would have a symbol for Mochan Shlomo, Mochan Yaakov, we'd have a menorah. Right? Torah im derech eretz. Right? Mekadesh the physical. Right? Some of us get away with, you know, being an Aaron. But that's okay. That's not typical what happens here, though. Right? Now, why is that the fight with Yavan? Because what did Yavan say? That the physical world is disconnected from the spiritual. There isn't any spiritual. What you see is what there is. What man's intellect can come to is what there is. What philosophy can think is what there is. We can't understand something, it doesn't exist. How we understand the physical world through man's intellect is that's what there is. He was disconnecting. Chochmas Yavan is choshech. It's removing the higher world. It's removing the awe. It's removing God from the world. That's choshech. That's why Yavan's choshech zu Yavan. Yeah. Darkness is Yavan, right? What does a Kohen represent? Why was the fight with Yavan with the Chashmonaim who were Kohanim? What does a Kohen represent? A Kohen is the person who's over the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Shluchi Didan, he's our messenger, or Shluchi Derachmano, who's the messenger of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kohen is the person who brings this korban for Klal Yisrael, who's makriv something which is physical. He brings close, he brings as a sacrifice something which is physical, and brings it to a spiritual state. He's the one who connects the physical to the spiritual. He's that connector, connecting the physical world to the spiritual world. the physical world of the Korbanos to the spiritual world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Lashem, Lirtzono. Right? That's what a Kohen does. So he represents that connection. So Dafka the Kohen was the one who fights Yavon. Dafka the Kohen, who represents the connecting of the physical to the spiritual, he's the one who can fight Yavon. You understand? Now, which Torah was revealed on Hanukkah? Which Torah? There's lots of parts of Torah. There's Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Sakabalah, Torah Saplimis HaTorah. Which Torah did we need to be revealed? Remember, we're talking about the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light, the light of the spiritual worlds.
Zohar?
Huh?
Zohar type of Torah?
Sorry?
Like?
Yeah, so this Torah that was revealed on Hanukkah, the Chasam Sofer says that Hanukkah was a time when Torah HaKabbalah was revealed. That was the Torah that fought Yavon. Now I have to explain. The Gemara says, Chochma begoyim ta'amin. Wisdom in the goyim, belief. The goyim have wisdom. They have physics, they have mathematics, they have geometry, non-Euclidean geometry, right? They have, right? Chochma begoyim ta'amin. Psychology. Chochma begoyim ta'amin. It's chochma. It's wisdom. It's real wisdom. The Rambam even said that Aristo got to the highest level that a man could get through just chochma. He was Mishabech. The Rambam argued. But he was Mishabech, Aristo. But the same Aristotle was found doing a maisa, an animal action. You can imagine, you know, with a certain plonit, right? Certain
female.
Yeah. So he was asked, Aristo, you talk about desires and negating desires and all these things. And yet, so he answered, now I'm not Aristotle. I.e., what's he saying? Chochma begoyim ta'amim. Chochma, wisdom there is, but does it apply to the everyday life? Does it make a difference in the everyday life? Torah begoyim al ta'amim. Torah begoyim, don't believe. What's Torah? Torah means that you connect your chochma to your everyday life. Your chochma is not a chochma of wisdom, of thought. It's a chochma you bring down into your everyday life. Look at the Torah we learn. What are we learning? It's like weird. We learn about, you guys, what are you learning now? What was Echta?
Hamafkir.
Okay, what are you learning? You're learning about someone looking after someone's animal, right? And if it was stolen, who you pay the kefil to, right? That's a very practical halacha, isn't it? I mean it's a practical, you don't have kefil today, but it doesn't matter. You don't have to die in the pass on kefil today, you don't have smicha, right? It doesn't matter. But we're learning a physical act. Now, it might happen that from this thing we're learning all sorts of different svaras, like Dawash Lo Balolam, right? Kinyan Me'achshav, right? All different types of interesting kinyonim, all sorts of different types of things we're learning, right? We're abstracting it. But we're abstracting deep concepts from an actual physical problem. And it's not necessarily going to have this problem. I mean, you're not going to, it's not going to happen. Just not going to happen, you know. You're not going to hold. How many paras are you going to be looking after, your friends? Did you do that the other day with your friend, you know? Andrew's para, you right? And someone stole it, and who's the kefil? You went to the rabbi?
Don't trust him with your para anymore, your para.
It doesn't happen. Doesn't matter. But you're learning about the reality in an abstract way. And not only that, you're learning how to be a good human being. It teaches you how to be a better husband, a better friend. A real human being. You know, you can find a university. I was in Cambridge. You can see there's brilliant mathematicians there. But they're spacey. Some of them are spacey. They're not mechuba. Stephen Hawking, you know, he divorced his wife, married his secretary. It's fine. Right? Fine. Not a problem with that. Chochma begoyim ta'amin. Torah begoyim al ta'amin. The greatest al-gadolim, the biggest tzaddikim. The greatest Torah learner is the greatest tzaddikim. Torah doesn't go without tzidkus. It's not a physical chochmah. That's why, I'll give you another chazal. Chazal tell us that the head of Esau was in the Marat Machpelah. What do you mean the head of Esau was in the Marat? Who cares? Who cares where it was buried?
Was the mound?
The head of Esau, the head, was buried in the Marat Machpelah. right? In the place where Abraham and Sarah and Adam Arishon and Chava, right? Why did he know that Esav's head was buried there? His goof wasn't buried there, but his head was buried there. What did he know that for? Chazal teach you a very important piece of Torah. Esav's head is shaykh to Marat Machpelah, not his goof. Because there's no connection between Esav's head and Esav's actions. So it was, one was buried here in the Marat Machpelah. His chokhmah was shaykh to shaykh to us, but not his actions. It was a split. So his head was buried in one place, and his goof was buried in another place. That's what the Torah is coming to teach you. That's the depth of what that Chazal is saying. It's obviously more depth. It's a depth. You understand? So what was Hanukkah? What was the fight of Hanukkah? And Dafka the menorah. And Dafka the nation of the menorah. The fight was that how we beat Chochmas Yavan is through revealing the pnimius of the world. Chochmas Yavan, which is the wisdom, is how the world works. But what's the connection? What's the connection to your Creator? In order to connect the physical world, we need to be revealed to us, not Chochmah Tzitzonius, the outer Chochmah of the world. There's a deeper Chochmah of why the world works its way. How does the Kodesh Baruch Hu run the world? How does He influence the world? That's the Pnimius HaTorah. And when we understand the Pnimius HaTorah, the way the world works, the shell called the world, how that works, we understand it through how Kodesh Baruch Hu influences the world. That understanding of the world, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and how He influences the world, that's called Teres HaKabbalah. That's called Pnimius HaTorah. So when we learn, understand really the workings of the inner worlds, then the outer worlds, the physics, the psychology, the philosophy, all these things make sense because we understand the depths behind them. And when you understand the depths behind them, you connect this Chochmah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's no longer severed. It becomes Torah. You understand what I'm saying? I'll give you a raya for that. Gemara, it's a Mishnah. The Gemara says Gematria. Right? What's Gematria? You guys know, you know? The numbers. This has a Gematria like this, this is a Gematria, and you come with an idea. Right? Where's Gematria? What's Gematria? What Lashon is Gematria? Geometry, right? Gematria, it's a Greek word. There's a Hebrew word for it. Do you know that? The Hebrew word for gematria is cheshbon. Why doesn't our rabbis use the Hebrew word? Why do they use the Greek word? You would use a Greek word? Why should you use a Greek word? Use a Hebrew word. The Hebrew word came first. No, what's the answer? They're teaching us a very deep concept. What's gematria? This word, and gematria is to tell you the ramazim of the Torah, the hints of the Torah, the pnimius of the Torah. You understanding? You understanding? Everyone's understanding? No.
A little more English.
A little more English. Sorry, yeah. Sorry. You have to stop me because I don't realize. The gematria, the numbers that you have for different words, explains to us the hints of the Torah. It hints to us deep things in the Torah. Why would we give such a word, a Greek word? Why not give it a Jewish word? Call it cheshbon. Cheshbon means numbers, the number system, right? Why give it a Greek word? You understand?
I hear you. I'm trying to figure it out.
The Torah is telling us, and that's teaching us the depths of the Torah, the hints of the Torah. It's coming to tell you that Chochmas Yavan, the wisdom of the Greeks, is just something external. It's an external thing. When you add to it the depths of what those, if you just tell me this word has the same numerical value as this word, what does it mean? It means nothing, it means zero. But if you give the depth behind it, then the gematria is a deep thing. It becomes an important thing. It becomes something which has depth to it. So the Torah, that depth, that remez, that hint that you give to the gematria, gives that gematria meaning. It connects it to the Torah. You understand? So the Torah that was revealed on Chanukah, which is Torah HaKabbalah, how the world really works, how Kodesh Baruch Hu really involved in the world, helps us to understand Chochmas Chitzonius, makes Chochmas, this outer Chochmah, understandable in connection to creation, in connection to our Creator. Yes? So it gives it a connection. It reconnects it. It's not severed from us. It's something which now we understand it connects. And why is that the Torah of the menorah? Because the Torah of the menorah is the Torah that when you go into the outside world. When you're outside in that world. And you have a philosophical discussion with someone. And you talk psychology with someone. And you talk physics with someone. You can talk. But you can also show them where its shoresh is. Where its root is in Torah. No, they understand physics. No, they understand. Okay, that's a machlokas. If we all these things. According to Ramban, everything's in the Torah. According to Ramban, and it's not enough kamina for us. We can't learn these things from the Torah. But that doesn't matter. But what it means in depth, what it means in terms of a reality of our lives, we can give a depth to those things. We connect it to a higher place. If I look at a leaf, what do I see? You know, there's a... When I was a kid, I read a lot of Richard Feynman's lectures. So, like, Richard Feynman, I remember something which, like, you know, I remember. I might be getting it wrong, but he said, who's a poet? Those who think of Jupiter as a, I've forgotten even now, as a man or a jumping man, I don't even remember. Or someone who thinks it's a cluster of gases. Right? It's a cluster of gases moving around. Who's more of a poet? Who's more... Now, you're not a poet unless you see something deep in it. Unless you see, if you see a creator, when you see Jupiter, when you see a leaf, what do you see in a leaf? 10 billion years of randomness? Or you see an amazing depth in that leaf. An amazing depth when you learn something. There's a tremendous order in the world. Does that order connect you to the higher world? Or do you severe with that order and say, no, that happened randomly? That's the difference between Torah and Chochmah Siyavan. You understand? That's the fight of Hanukkah. Now, another thing we have to understand, what the menorah says. Gemara and Shabbos says, that what does the menorah represent? So Gemara says that when the Kohen, right, Godel used to light the Chanukiah, he used to start with the western light, and we used to come in the morning, all the other lights would have been extinguished, and the western light would still be light. And the Gemara says, why is that? That was a nes. What was a nes? Representing to show us that the Shekhinah, the divine presence.
Nes and miracle.
The divine presence is with Klal Yisrael. Still with Klal Yisrael. So the menorah represents that connection of Kodesh Baruch with Klal Yisrael. That connection, that chibur, that connection. You with me?
Yeah.
So the light of Hanukkah and the fact that Hanukkah lasted for, instead of one day, 8 days. Why 8 days? The Mara explains. The seven branches of the menorah represents the seven aspects of the physical world. Eight is one more than seven. One more than seven represents going into eternity, represents the spiritual worlds. The Hanukkah represents that connection to the spiritual, which is again, if you understand, the same concept. The concept of connecting Chochmah Siyavan, Chochmah Chitzonis, the physical Chochmah, to the spiritual Chochmah. It's the same concept, you understand. That's why Dafka Hanukkah. Right, and you know, understand why the menorah represents. Menorah represents the Shekhinah is with Klal Yisrael. It represents the connection of the higher world, the spiritual worlds, to the physical world. Why the physical? Because it's Mul Hashulchan. Represents Osha, represents physicality in the world, Malchus in the world. Yeah? So the fact that the menorah represents that, that's why the Nes of Hanukkah was fixed on the menorah. And that's why it was 8 days, the Nes. You understand? For the same reason. So it's all the same concept. Clear? And you understand why that removes the Choshech of Yavan? Because the Choshech of Yavan means, no, the physical as it is. That's Choshech. That's without awe. That's without the awe, the divine presence in the world. The Pnimius in the world. That's the Choshech. When you see a leaf and you say, random, that's Choshech. When you see a leaf and see, oh wow, it's amazing water. Kodesh Baruch Hu created that. There's order in the world. There's forces. You have a little change in the ecology and the whole world can change it. I mean, the ozone, you know? A little gap in the ozone and, you know, Forget it. You know, some people say, I don't know how many years we have left here. Okay. It's a terrible thing. But the ecology is so delicate. So delicate. That small changes would already mean there would be, if we were like, I don't know, 200 meters in a different orbit, you know, the world would be different. There's a certain order in the world. How do you see that order? If you connect it to a higher level, then that's Torah. That's the Nes of Hanukkah. That was the fight we fought Yavan. Okay? Now, a menorah. We have two menorahs that we light, right? Not two, two lights we light. We light Shabbos lights, and we light Chanukiah. When you light light, what does a light represent? You know, when you have a light, you know, it's intimacy. You put it in your house, right? You light it on your, where you eat. That's where you light Shabbos lights, right? That sounds normal. Does it make sense to take a light and put it outside? What are you going to do that for? Does it make sense? That's crazy. You take your light. No, that's a bonfire. Take a little menorah. You know, don't take your silver one. You might not. Okay, here. It's, okay, you take a light. You put it out. What are you doing outside for? And the Gemara says, "At shetich leregel min ashuk." What does a shuk represent? What does a shuk represent? A public place. A rishus harabim, a market. What does it represent? You meet all types of people. You meet only your friends in a shuk. You might meet that not that nice guy. All sorts of, you know. Certainly, if it's a shuk in Harlem, right, or anywhere near there, right. If you see, go to a shuk, you meet all types of people. And the Gemara says, "Ad shetichle regel the Talmudoi." Talmudoi, Rashi says, right, and Talmudoi. It's Gemara in Yevamos. Talmudoi psule kaal. Rashi says, "Goyim in one place and psule kaal." Psule kaal means people who aren't kosher to marry Jews, right? Why is the Gemara using that? Because the Chanukiah, what does the Chanukiah represent? It's the menorah. Ran says, it's dugmas ha-menorah. The menorah you put outside, the menorah is in the base of Mikdash. The menorah you put outside, what does the menorah represent? Shekhinah, the divine presence. When we put the menorah in a Rishus HaRabim, what are we doing that for? To bring the divine presence to the lowest places. The Chanukah, the menorah of Chanukah, the hashpa, the influence of Chanukah, is such a great influence, it's such a deep thing, it's such a strong light, that it can light even in Rosh Hashanah, even in a place, in a public thoroughfare, even in a place where there's low lives, where there's people who are psule kaal, they can't even connect to a Jewish woman, they can't even connect. Even those people, the lights of Hanukkah connect them to. There's not many festivals we keep, but every Jew keeps Hanukkah. Some people say it's on the same date as something else, but seriously, every Jew keeps Hanukkah. Because there's a promise that no matter how much Chochmas Yavan comes into our lives and tries to remove and bring darkness to our lives, that there's no creator, and there's no connection to the spiritual world in our physical lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that there will always be a little bit of Shemen, a little Pach Shemen that we'll always find in a Jew with the Chotemet of the Kohen Gadol, that we'll be able to light it for 8 days for eternity. And the menorah being put in such a place is out there to bring back all those lost souls. That's the Nes of Hanukkah. That's why everyone keeps Hanukkah. There's hope for everyone. As far as he can be, as far as he is, we can always bring him in. And that's the koach of Hanukkah. That's the strength of Hanukkah. You understand? That's why there's a poshut reason, a simple reason in Gemara. I explain to you something else. Simply, it's a pirsumines. It's a pirsumines. What do you have to be a falsumines for? To publicize the miracle. So you put it in a Rosh Hashanah, right? But it's still a weird thing to do with a menorah. So this is a deeper concept. The deeper concept is when we're mefarsim in this, we show our belief in Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this nest for fighting Yavan, we put our menorahs outside to bring back all those lost souls. Chanukah is that time. And how do we do it? The Tana Rabbanan, by learning Torah. We spoke about this maybe a week or 2 weeks ago. Every Jewish soul is interconnected with another Jewish soul. Doesn't mean it's interconnected like, oh, you know, he's my brother, I love him. No. The soul is interconnected. Part of my soul is in someone else. The Ramchal explains it in a different way. The Ramchal explains that there's what's called Shorashim. There's what's called, it's the same concept, what's called roots, or someone who might be the trunk of a tree. Some people are the branches, some people are little twigs. But there's some people who are the branches, some people are the roots. And there's branches which are part of Klal Yisrael. Everyone is on that tree. Everyone is interconnected. Everyone draws the same sap to give them life from. We are all interconnected. The nes of Chanukah is that when we learn Torah, it can bring people back. Our learning Torah in Yeshiva can bring people back. We think, Rabbi, I'm only learning Torah for myself. No, you're learning Torah for the whole Jewish people. For the whole Jewish people, your Torah affects the whole Jewish people. Oh, Rabbi, I want to be a Kirov Rabbi. You are a Kirov Rabbi in Yeshiva. You are a Kirov Rabbi. Your Torah is affecting people. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, a person learning Torah can affect a Jew in Paris. We don't know the effects of our Torah. How was the fight? How do you learn Torah? How did the Maccabees, the Hashmonaim, right, fight Yavan? They were ma'atim. We know in our Nusach HaTfilah, it says ma'atim et merubim. The few, the many. It was a whole army. They conquered the whole world, the Greeks. There's one little country. You saw Israel on a map. You can miss it. Right? You can miss it. It's a pincy-wincy little thing. We don't have oil. Right? What do we have here? What do we have? Most of it's desert, right? What do you have here? What's there? Is there anything special in this country? We don't have gold in the country. What's there here? Come, what? We have Jaffa oranges. Thank you very much. Okay, Spain has those as well. Big deal. What do we sell? You know what our main product is? We sell in the country? High tech. Right? No, even in there, I'm talking the physical world. Forget the spiritual world. It's also the same thing. Right? It's just the physical, just the expression of the spiritual.
High tech.
That's it. That's what we sell. That's what we have, yeah? High tech. Brains. We sell brains to the world. We have nothing. What's special about this country? You can flip it over. And yet every single newspaper, if an Arab gets a rubber bullet, front lines. 3,000 Chinamen die in a mine. Maybe it's the back page of the New York Times. Maybe. Maybe it doesn't even get there. What's so important about us? Because we control the world. We're NASA of the world. What does it mean by that? Our learning Torah brings the Hashpah into the world. If they knew what Beis HaMikdash was for them, if they knew what Pnimius is for them, what Shefa, what Bracha brings to the world, there would be Bracha. We don't have rain. Not having rain is a sign for the whole world. Is that a sign for us? Sign we have to be Metakin HaMaisin. We have to fix ourselves. But when the Shefa in Eretz Yisrael, the Shefa to the whole world. When there's an influence, a good influence in Eretz Yisrael, it's a good influence to the whole world. And we're here to bring that bracha to the world. We're here to bring that. We want peace in the world. We daven out for ourselves. We're davening for the whole world. On Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah only for us. It's Rosh Hashanah for the whole world. We're davening for the whole world. We have that responsibility on us. You understand? Now, Where was I at when I got to that? There was something I was to say.
We were talking about what's so important about Israel.
How to learn Torah?
How to learn Torah, right. How did the Hashmonaim fight? They were Ma'atim, it was Mesiris Nefesh. The way a person learns Torah has to be Mesiris Nefesh. Why? Because there has to be a bittel of the goof. There has to be a nullification of the goof in order to learn Torah. The Gemara says, right? The Drosh of Chazal, Parah, Adam kiyamus ba'ohel. So it says Adam, man, kiyamus ba'ohel shel Torah, when he kills himself in the ohel of Torah. She'ein divrei Torah, the words of Torah, this is halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the words of Torah aren't mitkayim, aren't established. Ela mi she'meimis atzmo aleha. Only someone who kills himself over it. Torah can only be learned with mesiras nefesh. Because when you learn Torah with mesiras nefesh, it fixes the goof. With hard work, with toil, then only then it fixes the goof. Torah is not something that can't be learned that way. And dafka b'chanukah, what happens on Chanukah? So it's brought down as far that whatever happened during that time, there's a weakness in Torah learning. We go eat asufganiyot, we go to parties. Okay, go one or two parties, you know, whatever the yeshiva has. But we stop learning. We get take it a little easy, we light, you know, we light our candles, and then we schmooze around a bit, right? Dafka Chanukah is the time with Michazik with Torah. Whenever there's a rishon in Torah, Dafka Chanukah, there has to be a chizuk in Torah. Dafka Chanukah. We have to take that time to toil more in our Torah. And I'll tell you, there's an awesome Meach, it's a story. Look, I don't know, I heard this, I don't know, but the story goes that, well, we know about Rashi, how the story goes. And also, there's a story about the Osman, who was a very, very big rabbi. Apparently, his father learned Torah when no one was learning Torah, and he was Zochet to Osman. These are special times. There's a very, very big influence that comes on in Chanukah. The Torah that comes even to the Rishus HaRabim, the Torah that comes to bring to even those low parts in us. And not only the low parts, it's symbolic. Even our lowest parts can be fixed on Chanukah. That's what it's saying. The menorah, the Torah that comes in on Chanukah, is the Torah that fixes even our lowest parts, even those lowest physical parts of us. Right? That's what it's all about. That's the tshuva that we're supposed to do on Chanukah. That's the shefa, that's the influence again on Chanukah. Chanukah is a very, very deep holiday. It's a gilui, it's a revelation of Chochmas HaTorah. It's a revelation of Pnimius HaTorah, of the depths of Torah. And only with the depths of Torah can we fight Chochmas Yavon, the Choshech, the darkness of Yavon. Understand? That's it. Okay.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Any questions?
Why does the Gemara always spend a page on it?
Huh? You always go on? There's more. I can do more. I forgot. I didn't do the Gemara. There's a Mishnah here. You want? There's a remez in the Mishnah. You want me to do the remez in the Mishnah?
Yeah.
It's related to this week's parasha as well. A hint in the Mishnah. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
It's okay. So the Gemara. This is the only Mishnah we have in Chanukah. It's in Baba Kama, this Mishnah. Why? Because the Chashmonaim, right? The Chashmonaim, what they did was, they made themselves kings, and it wasn't Barotzim Chachamim. Chachamim didn't like the fact that they made themselves into kingship, because kingship can only come from Shevet David, from David HaMelech. So there's a Shemishmul that explains how could these tzaddikim do something which was wrong. So he explains that through the Mesiris Nefesh they came to the Maila of Malchus. So the people, the Chashmonaim themselves, who through their Mesiris Nefesh reached the level of Malchus, so they begin the bringing, because the Gemara says, "Kishagavra Malchus Beish Chashmonaim." They might smash it's the right thing. So he explains that at the time, they themselves, who defeated Yavon, they did reach the level of Malchus, but their sons afterwards, who weren't on that same level, should not have continued that Malchus. And the Chet was in the sons, not in them themselves. That's how the Shemishmur explains it. But anyway, because the children continued, there wasn't Barotz and Chachamim that they should be continue that kingship. So they didn't give a Masechet to it. They didn't give Mishnayos to it. We have a few Daf of Gemara, but the only Mishnah we have is this Mishnah in Baba Kama. Now if you learn this Mishnah, you'll see that it's Miramez, it's hints to what Chanukah is all about. So let's read the Mishnah. So it says as follows. Tznan. Now you might not, if you're seeing it, you might not think it, but it's saying something very deep. Tznan Hatan. Gets, that means a spark. Hayotze mitachat ha-patish, that comes out of a patish, a hammer, right? V'yotza, and goes out, v'hizik, chayev. Goes out and does nezik, does damage, you chayev. The person who does bangs with his hammer and damages with his spark, he's chayev for damages. Gamal, a camel, shiton pishtan, that's holding pishtan, v'hu over b'rishus harabim, and he's passing in rishus harabim, v'nichnasa pishtano, and his pishtan goes letoch hachanut, into a shop, v'dalka b'nei rishul chenveni, and lights the candle of a chenveni. Now just chenveni, the Lashon chenveni means the short, the storekeeper, but chenveni means, is the same letters as chen yavan. Chen means the grace of Yavan, the beauty of Yavan. Where did Yavan come from? Yavan came from Yefet, right? And the bracha that Yefet got was that he would be shochin, but he would have some presence in shame in the Jewish people. That's why the Gemara says that the Torah can be translated into Yavan, into Greek. There is, it's an intrinsic language as well. It's an accepted language that the Torah can be translated in. At the same time, the translation of the Torah was the Choshech. So it has to be understood. Because if the Torah is taken to be Greek, it's Choshech. But if the Torah is taken to be translated into Greek, but it's still expressing Torah, it's connected to the spiritual, then it's not Choshech, then it's all. Yavan has both aspects. Understand? Has the chain, but it also has the darkness. Okay. Vidliket abira, and it burnt this bira, this house. Bala gamal chayev. Right? Then the bala gamal chayev. Now, let me explain something. What is pishtan? You know this with Parsha? So, Rashi, in Parsha Vayeshev, it happens to be always before Hanukkah. What do you say? That Yaakov saw all the Alufi Esav, all the kings and princes of Esav. And how can Yaakov fight that? How can he fight all the Alufi Esav? Esav represents the Ra in the world. So, you have a Chumash Rashi? Can you get a Chumash Rashi?
Yeah, which one?
This week's Parsha, Vayeshev. So Rashi explains, the person says that Esav was domel a pishtan. You understand pishtan here? Bala gamal, the pishtan?
The flags.
He was domel a pishtan. You heard? Esav was explained as pishtan. It was a remiss to pishtan. That's what Rashi says. To flax. It's Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi says, the first Rashi in the parasha says, Tama'ana, right? V'yeshiv Yaakov, right? Yaakov's dwelling. Hapishtani azeh nichnasu gamalav, entered his camels. You're listening how it's saying? Entered his camels. Tu'unim pishtan. Hapchami tama. Ana yikeres kol ha-pishtan hazeh. How will all this pishtan enter here? Ha-epikeh echad meishivlo. One clever man answered him. Nitzotz, you understand the nitzotz? Nitzotz echad. Spark. Yotze mim mapuach shulcha. From your anvil, right, that's the hammer. Sesurf et kulo. Burns everything. What is the remez of? What is the hint of? Kach Yaakov ra kol alufim haktuvim lamala. He saw all Esav, princes and kings above. Tama v'ama mi yachol ikvosh et kulan. Who can have dominion over all of them? Maktiv lamata. What's written there afterwards? Eile told us Yaakov Yosef. Yosef is the told us of Yaakov. Ktiv via base Yaakov eish. Base Yaakov will be the fire. But base Yosef alava the flame. Will base Esav Lakash, he'll be the Kash. Nitzotz Yotze Me Yosef, the spark comes out from Yosef. Shemechale the Sorefet Kulam, that goes and burns all of them. So you see, this Pishtan is connected Esav. The spark is connected Yosef, right? And Yosef is the one who's Mechale at all of Esav, all the Ra in the world. That's what Yosef does. Yosef is the one, Yosef, you understand. When you learn the parasha, you see that Yosef is the one who brings in everything in. He's Osef, he's Ma'asef. He brings in all the Kedusha, and he destroys all the Ra. in the world. I removed, bring in all the Kedusha. That's a midah of Yosef. Yosef is the midah of Hanukkah. The Arizal, who was the one who was revealed to us, Chochmas HaKabbalah, was Mashiach ben Yosef. You understand? What's the purpose of Yosef? And it's very deep here. The purpose of Yosef is to bring on Malchus Beis David, is bring on Yehuda. That's Parshas Vayigash. Parshas Vayigash is the connection of Yosef to Yehuda. The Arizal, when he wrote his Hakdama of the Eitz Chaim, he said that the reason for learning Teres HaKabbalah is to bring on Mashiach. What's bring on Mashiach? Bring on Malchus. Real Malchus in the world. This wasn't real Malchus. This is a halfway stage. It was Malchus in the sense that it's at that level it could be Malchus, but it was the bringing on of Malchus. Their mistake was they thought that they were Malchus. That was their mistake. But the purpose of Mashiach ben Yosef is to bring on Malchus. You understand? Maybe I'm not, bring on kingship. Maybe I'm losing you. I'm losing you here a bit? Okay. So now when we read this Mishnah has a completely different pshat. If we understand Chenveni being Chen Yavan, and Bala Bira, what is Bala Bira? Bala Bira, like Avraham Avinu saw how Bira Doleket. What's Bira Doleket mean? At the house on fire. And he says there must be a manhig to this Bira. There must be someone who's showing how this world works. Right? It's Bira Doleket, it's an expression of how this world works. Avraham Avinu, according to some opinions, one who wrote Sefer Yetzirah. The understanding of how this world works is Teres HaKabbalah, the pnimius of the world. He was shown, he went beyond the mazalot into the higher worlds, and then he understood how this world works. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah? In other words, understanding the hierarchy of the spiritual worlds, i.e. it's understanding how Kodesh Baruch Hu influences this world. Mm-hmm. Now when we look at this Mishnah, you'll see this Mishnah takes on, as a hint, a completely different pshat. You understand? Now let's look at the Mishnah. So it says like this. And Bala Gamal, what's this Bala Gamal? Who's Bala Gamal? That's Esav. Rochve HaGamal is Esav. There's another Gemara. The Gamal represents the other forces in the world. The Bala Gamal. By I tell you, there's a Megale Amukos. Okay, he says that when Rivka was riding Dafka Gamal, she was Machnia the Gamal. She was Achnia, that force in the world. That was Rivka. That's why the falling off of the Gamal and everything like that.
Yeah.
She took those forces and she was Meshabit them to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's her falling down from the Gamal. She fell and didn't fall. She fell towards Yitzchak. She brought those forces. She had the koach to bring those forces and Meshabit them to Yitzchak. Okay. that's not for us, but that's what the Gamal represents. So now when we have this and we read now this Mishnah, this is a hint to what Chanukah does. Chanukah is this Nitzot, it's Yosef that goes out into the world, that's the menorah, and burns all the Ra and brings in all the good. And that's the purpose of Mashiach ben Yosef. That's the purpose of Teres HaKabbalah. Do you understand why it's related to Kabbalah? That's what the menorah does. The koach will bring people in. If you want to really out between us, what are people interested in today? How can you fight an iPod? You pick up these iPods, right? You pick up any of these, or these Androids, whatever you want to call them, right? And you click, 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 Facebook, click, 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 another Taiva, click, 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 another desire, click, 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 and you have it in your hand. How can you fight desires like that? People want instant. People aren't interested in learning with toiling. Nowadays, there's a revelation, is a period of time, we're so close to Mashiach, that there's a revelation of Kabbalah in the world. You can go and you can Google Kabbalah Shiurim now. You know that? I'm not saying you guys should do it. We can Google them down. Right. You can learn, even in Yeshiva. Even in Yeshiva. We want to know deep concepts. Those deep concepts like instant Torah, that's what fights desires in the world. When you understand the depth of Torah, the depth of life, that can fight you. You don't have those desires anymore. When you realize these desires, in comparison to real understanding of the world, is stupid. It's a waste of time. That's how we fight our desires. That's the Torah that fights Zman HaMashiach or Lifnei Mashiach. You understand? When you understand the depth of Torah. Now let's read the Mishnah. So it says, Hiniyah chen v'niyet neiro. He placed his ner mibachutz. Chen v'nichay. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'ner Chanukah. But if this was a ner, was a ner Chanukah. Potter. Why is he potter? He's potter. Because if the connection, if the fire was caused by ner Chanukah, if the fire that burnt this pishtan, right? That burnt the chenveni, the chen yavon, that burnt the flax, that burnt the chenveni, burnt this bira, which represents yavon, it made this bira doleket, it made this house on fire, was ner Chanukah, i.e. ner Chanukah, which is the concept of connecting the physical to the spiritual, right? If that's the thing that burns, makes this bira doleket, if that's the thing when you see a bira doleket, you see the connection of the physical to the spiritual, then you're potter. Then the burning of the pishtam, the burning of the ra in the world, is what you're supposed to be doing. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's saying. That's the purpose. The purpose. How do we fight our yetzahara? How do we burn our pishtam? By seeing depth in the world. By seeing the inner pnimius of the world. The Torah in the world. That's how we burn. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. That's Teres Kabbalah. When we learn the depths, we don't have those desires. Those desires go away from us. We have a tshuka, those same desires that a man has. When he sees depth in something, those desires become desires for ruchnius, desires for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how we mechala the pishtan. That's how we mechala our desires, our physicalities. That's how we do it. That's what Chanukah is all about. You understand? And then we see the bira doleket. Then we see the bigger picture. Then we see there must be a manhig labira. There must be someone who's influencing this world. You understand? That's what Chanukah is about. Okay? Thank you. Okay, any questions you guys have? Huh?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it was, I'm not sure if the last